Good morning and welcome to today's Lamplighter. I'm speaking with Tony Munoz. He is with the
Iglesia Bautista Latina,
which for English is the English Baptist Church to the Latinos.
Yes, correct.
And you have a service that you hold in Effingham on a weekly basis.
Correct. We actually have two gathering times, and both of them, all of our services have been in the evenings because, you know, all of our attendees and are always working. There is not a weekend kind of deal because they work in the farms and the service industry. So I could not have a Sunday morning service, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we do everything at 6:30 p.m., you know, like Thursday night, Bible study and worship times and services at 6:30 p.m. on
Sundays.
And you
meet at what church in Effingham?
We meet in the property of Calvary Baptist Church. That is in 600 West Fayette Avenue.
Very good.
And they have three different buildings, you know, their own building, an educational building, and the Latina Church building.
Very good.
That's
and I have gotten to know you today as you came to borrow a tent for a ministry that you're holding. And I just think that you are very solid in your love for God and a love for reaching out to others. And as obviously you can tell that Tony is reaching out to the Latino, the Hispanic. Is there a difference between Latino, Hispanic? Does it mean the same thing?
No. And in fact, there is a difference. And that is, not to take too much time, but the term Hispanic, it's actually come from the old saying in Europe for Spain.
You
know, the country of Spain used to be called Hispania, which is the whole area there, you know, Spain, Portugal, and that European area. So to sum up, without going into history and all that, Latino, it's anybody or anyone who was born in any Latin American country.
Which would be the Rio Grande down to what? All South America
except
for
Chile,
say Brazil?
To South America, all
and
of
Brazil
that.
Brazil is Portuguese, but the rest of South America would be considered Latino.
Considered Latino, exactly. I mean, you cannot call Latino to somebody from Spain, you know. You call him Hispano. You know, which is the Hispanic aspect of it.
Okay.
So when we say Hispanic, and by the way, we didn't intend for, you know, to excluding the Spaniard brothers and sisters, you know, from our name because it's Iglesia Bautista Latina.
Yes.
But just because of that's the majority of the people that we have in this community, and especially in the Central South area in Illinois.
So am I right in saying a Hispanic person may have come more from Mexico? Latino could have come from the entire Latin or South America?
No, actually, the Latino will come also from Mexico.
That's true.
Yeah,
so
the Hispanic will come from Spain.
Yes.
You know, but then and from Mexico down south to South America, it's all Latino. Correct.
And you and your wife and three lovely children have come up since 2006.
Correct.
To ministry, not just to the Latinos, but to Anglos too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And,
we do have families that come. And in the same way as well, you know, with in order for us to be sustainable here, we have partners with other churches, you know, Anglo churches, that is, that have caught the vision, you know, and understand that they do have a mission field in their own backyard.
If people have a love for the Latinos, either because of culture, heritage, background, or just because they know the people, and they want to support your ministry, how can they support what you're doing?
The straight way, you know, we have our office, I mean, our P.O. Box as well, you know, P.O.
And
Box 72.
P.O. Box 72, Effingham, Illinois.
Effingham, Illinois, 62401 is the zip code.
Okay.
That is our address if you want to support us financially, but mainly, you know, if you want to support us in prayer, or if you want to, you know, bring your hands and work together with us. You know, we have an amazing children's ministry. We always in constant relationship, you know, helping people out in many different capacities, you know. Our ministry is very hands-on. Just because of the language barrier, you know. So my wife take the ladies to the doctor's appointment. I take the man to doctor's appointment. We help with court situation, you know, traffic issues.
So you're working with people who don't know English and don't understand
exactly.
the English system.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're helping them, like you said, go to the courthouse, go to the doctor, go to the supermarket.
Job interviews, even training and the job sites as well. I've done that for companies who have, you know, Spanish-speaking staff and I mean, you might
get
think.
Get them connected.
Yes, exactly.
Very good.
Being a liaison there for them.
Very, very good.
You
now, you have a mission trip coming up. We heard you were talking about this stuff. you're going down to Honduras.
Correct.
Soon. Tell us about that.
Well, the team, we are going in the end of May this month, May the 30th till June the 6th. It's Tuesday to Tuesday. We might leave even Monday from Chicago. And this is in partnership with New Hope Church in Effingham. They are the ones who have been actually for more than 20 years been taking these teams down to my country without me even knowing, you know.
Down to Honduras.
To Honduras, exactly.
For those like me, it's about halfway down, beginning of Mexico and South America.
Correct.
It's right there. It's sideways, like you said, the belt buckle
of the American continent. Yes,
yes,
exactly. You pass Mexico, pass Guatemala, and then you're in Honduras.
And you're going to go way into the mountains. What are
correct.
You going to do?
Yes, we're going to do three different things. We're going to have a team of people that will be working with optical needs. You know, we have ophthalmologists that are going to go. Dr. Matt Jones is the one leading that team. You know, they're going to do eye exams and bring glasses with them and the tools to review that. We're also going to minister to the children there. We're taking a little over 500 school supplies, you know, backpacks with school supplies for the children in those mountains, in those areas. And
now I want to touch on that because we think, yeah. Oh, that's nice, but that's essential. There's a reason why you're taking this, because tell us what happens when the children don't have these supplies.
Well, they simply don't go to school. I mean, it's as simple as that. In Honduras, public education is free, but in order to be registered, you must have school supplies and you must have a uniform. Which I always found that ridiculous, you know, because it's you know, you have to make that spend, you know.
When you can't afford it, it's ridiculous, yes.
Well, and that's what I meant.
You're touching a lot of people down there who cannot afford the basic supplies
exactly.
to go to school.
Exactly.
You are allowing, you are helping families send their children
to school.
School.
To school, that's, yes. It is amazing how, you know, bringing a backpack will put a child in a classroom, a child that's been working in the fields, you know, in the cornfields or
yeah.
some in the city context, you know, they're making their living into the traffic lights, you know, in the intersections,
yeah.
the big city, doing juggling, doing, the, you know, begging for money pretty much, wiping
just,
your windshield.
Just so they can get money.
So, yeah, and they can stay busy too, because, you know, these are people that live in poverty and borders, the outskirts of the city, you know, in huts and
in Vandalia, yeah. they're giving out free school supplies to children. They're going to go anyway, but they just won't have the supplies. For in Honduras, where you're going, they will not go unless
exactly.
they have them.
That is correct.
This is a wonderful ministry.
It is. It is. And it's one that has been growing up, you know. This will be our fourth year doing it. I think it's the fifth year. I'm sorry. And you know, every time we go, we have the sad experience of looking children go away without the school bag. And for those who have come down with me, I'm telling you, that's a scar. And they have come back with the mission. They, you know, I have a lady that this year alone, she donated 100 bags because she said, I will not want to see any other
so
children going away.
So you're saying you'll see children walk away from your
oh,
distribution
yes.
point
because yes.
you've given them all out.
Yes.
And there's more children than came.
Yeah. That, you know, there are families.
And they're walking
that have
home
three kids.
Knowing they won't go
yes.
to school.
They have families there that they decide who's going to go to school,
oh.
who's going to get the bag.
And
of
course, this
kids.
Is the nature of much of the world that we
oh,
Americans
yes.
we're
yes.
so isolated from because of
yeah.
all that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to open our eyes
yeah.
and open our
yeah.
hearts
this
and realize.
This is a blessed nation, yes.
There are millions and
yeah.
millions that we
yeah.
can touch. Sadly,
yeah.
with just the overflow, we should be touching them with the sacrificial
yeah.
side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just your ministry, but many others.
Mm-hmm.
We should be giving from the depths
yeah.
of our heart.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention as well, Dick, is the fact that this is not just a handout. Because it's not that we bring them the stuff and then come back around. We have actually a team, a different teams and ministries and churches that are actually you know, locking arms together to work in an integral way with these families.
And if I can jump ahead, uh-huh. it's not just backpacks and optical. You're also going to be equipping the Christian
the
pastors
leaders,
there.
Yes.
to follow up and to keep the gospel going in those communities that you're up there.
That
right?
is correct.
It's not just backpacks.
No.
It's a follow-up afterwards, and you're equipping those
yeah.
people of Honduras to continue on.
That is correct. Last February, we did a training with Pastor Tyler Sterkey from New Hope Church in Effingham. We both team up to do a training with this layman. There were about 12 of them, and we actually brought them an actual backpack with also school supplies for their children, their families, and also study Bibles and books, you know, for reference, so they can be better prepared when it's time to share the gospel and share the Bible studies.
Tony Munoz, he's with the Iglesia Baptista Latina in Effingham, been here for 6 years. You have a service at the Calvary Baptist Church.
10 years,
excuse me. Calvary Baptist Church at 6:30 on Sunday night, and another one on Thursday night.
Yes.
You have a missions project going on into Honduras, a powerful missions trip, May 30th through June the 6th. If you want to find out more information, how can they email you?
They can email me to IBLA, that stands for Iglesia Bautista Latina, IBLA, or IBLA, Tony, you know, as one word, T-O-N-Y, at gmail.com.
That's IBLA, Tony, at gmail.com.
Yes.
If you want to support the ministry, if you want to be a part of the week to week in Effingham, if you want to go to Honduras, it's coming up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hold of Tony, find out what's going on.
Yes.
Tony,
yes.
Our time's up. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Come back again very soon.
We surely do.
To our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Wavelength.